With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. Northern Wisconsin lawmakers and forestry industry leaders want to bring an aviation fuel facility to the state to help revive the forestry industry. WXPR's Katie Thorson reports.
Wisconsin's forestry industry is a $42 billion industry providing more than 126,000 jobs, many in the northern portion of the state. But the industry has seen a steady decline in harvesting since the closure of several mills starting in 2020, including the Verso Mill in Wisconsin Rapids and the Park Falls Paper Mill. Great Lakes Timber Professionals Association Executive Director Henry Schenebeck says those mills were taking in about 30% of the pulp produced in the state.
We're growing at a minimum two times more than we're harvesting.
Because of the decline, Schenebeck supports legislation being introduced that would incentivize the building of an aviation biofuel facility in Hayward. He says maintaining sustainable harvesting is important for forest health and the economy.
I mean, this is the number two industry in the state. We're still, fortunately, the number one paper-producing industry in the nation. And if we can keep that going, along with sustainable aviation fuel for the future, I think this is a win-win.
The plant would take low-quality wood and convert it into aviation biofuel. While the U.S. hasn't required the use of this type of fuel, the European Union has called for 70% of jet fuel to be sustainable by 2050. The legislation introduced Monday would authorize the WEDC to create an aviation biofuel tax credit of $60 million as an enterprise zone tax credit. It would also award the company that wants to build the facility a grant of $150 million through state bonding, which would be repaid through the forestry account. Senator Mary Falskowski of Tomahawk is one of the bill authors.
There is going to be an increasing demand for this type of fuel, and we are right at the forefront here in Wisconsin. So we have a piece of legislation right now that will help spearhead this investment.
In return, the company would source 80% of the biomass needed to make the fuel from Wisconsin's forests and invest $1.5 billion in economic activities in the state within 5 years. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.
Vilas County Sheriff Joe Fath will be retiring in December. Fath has worked at the Vilas County Sheriff's Office for more than four decades. Governor Tony Evers is seeking applicants to serve as sheriff until the end of Fath's term that ends in January 2027. The application for appointment can be found on the Apply to Serve page on Governor Evers' website. The deadline to apply is October 6th. States face a new challenge in efforts to address forever chemicals. Edwin J. Vieira reports.
Studies show the next generation of pesticides contain PFAS, otherwise known as forever chemicals. Nathan Donnelly with the Center for Biological Diversity notes industrial groups support using the pesticides, but he says small farmers have concerns.
Although they want to be able to spray things to kill pests in their fields, they also don't want to contaminate the water their family's drinking. They're worried about some of these issues and wanting to see more safe pesticides approved.
But the approval of safe pesticides seems unlikely under the Trump administration. The Environmental Protection Agency has approved the use of four pesticides containing PFAS, though Donnelly notes states have the final say on allowing use of these pesticides. He notes some state-level departments of agriculture don't always have human health impacts in mind. He hopes states take a harder look at these chemicals to understand how they impact human health. There are mixed messages about PFAS coming from the Trump administration. Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has spoken about tackling them as part of the Make America Healthy Again plan, but the EPA has been quick to amend or remove regulations concerning these chemicals. Donnelly says establishing a standard definition of PFAS would improve how these chemicals are regulated.
We're seeing vastly different definitions being used, and unfortunately in the regulatory context in the U.S., we're using a definition of PFAS that was outdated 15 years ago.
Using PFAS in rural areas could lead to water contamination, Donnelly adds. Donnelly says given the nation's history with harmful pesticides like DDT, which is still impacting the environment, we should know better.
We've been here before. We know what happens when we release highly persistent pesticides into the environment. We saddle future generations with the burden of cleaning up those highly persistent chemicals and the health harms that come from that.
I'm Edwin J. Vieira.
Some library services will be unavailable today. The Wisconsin Valley Library Service will be offline as it migrates to a different server location. Libraries in this area stretch from Minocqua to Mozanie. There will be limited services related to the checking in and checking out of books and other items. That includes both at the library as well as online services like Libby and BadgerLink. Many libraries will still be open for programs and internet use. The Rhinelander District Library is using the day to close for a staff development day. All operations are expected to be back up and running by Wednesday. A quarterly trade report from the U.S. Department of Agriculture no longer includes a written analysis to explain its data. Harvest Public Media's Michael Marks reports that has some economists worried about transparency.
The outlook for U.S. agricultural trade is a forecast of imports and exports for products like rice and coffee, assembled by the USDA. Some economists say that omitting the analysis makes these reports less useful. Carlisle Ford Runge is an economics and law professor at the University of Minnesota.
It would seem to me that it reduces the value of the information that is available to analysts of all kinds.
The two most recent reports only included the data. Politico reported that the Trump administration delayed a report from May because it showed the agricultural trade deficit going up. A USDA spokesperson said the department is reviewing the report and others to, quote, determine the best way to publish these data points. I'm Michael Marks, Harvest Public Media.
For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.